Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, gather round the radio. It's time now for another installment of A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. My name is Michael Harrison. It's my privilege to serve as anchor of the program. It's an ensemble show with lots of good people involved, and the host and founder of the program is Carol Marks. Carol Marks is America's leading expert on upper demographic issues, and she's a champion in the battle against ageism. And she'll be speaking with Dr. Mario Martinez in just a moment, a renowned neuropsychologist. That's coming up. Also on the program, Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine will be discussing the media. And Steve Wiseman will be with us interviewing Robin Porter, the author of Better With Age, Your Blueprint for Staying Smart, Strong, and Happy for Life. He's also going to talk about what to watch out for when you're offered a free credit score. All that and more coming your way. Now, let's jump right in. Here's Carol Marks, the host of the program, in conversation with Dr. Mario Martinez. He is an internationally renowned neuropsychologist, and he's uncovered a system that has turned traditional therapeutic techniques and medical practices on their ear. He's going to talk about his new book titled The Mind-Body Code, How to Change the Beliefs That Limit Your Health, Longevity, and Success. It's published by Sounds True.
Now, before we discuss the new biocognitive theory, I want to ask about how the current mechanical models of our life science study disease. I mean, how do we typically look at it today and give you an example?
Okay, what's happened is that biology, in order to legitimize itself as a more exact science, borrowed the model from Newtonian physics, which is really good for mechanical things, for planets and things that are not alive. But it doesn't work really well with living systems. And for example, the Newtonian system says that things go from order to disorder. So based on that system, they put that model into the concept of the brain, and they see the brain is deteriorating, going from order to disorder as you go older. And that's not the case. In biocognition and other sciences that look at living systems, we use complexity theory, which has to do with living systems as well as very complicated or complex systems. And this model says that things go from simple to complex. So instead of the brain deteriorating, the brain becomes more complex. And when you see someone having, for example, and there's no question that there is some deterioration in the aging process, but it's minimal. Most of it is the cultural beliefs that we have. And it's not mind over body. It's mind and body in a cultural context. So we learn to perceive things. We learn to perceive things in a way that could be affecting our health in a positive way or in a negative way.
And what I like so much about your book and the biocognitive science theory, what makes it so unique is that with all the research you did, you found out, you know, the various components that we need to ensure that we have a good healing process that's available for our own bodies. And there are certain components that need to be included. But you found in your research that there was a very important component that was left out. So let's hear about all of them, and in particular, the one that you found left out.
Well, what I did was that good science studies what works, not what doesn't work. And then you create theories on what works. And what is the best way to find out about healthy longevity? To study centenarians, people who live over 100. In good health. So I was only concerned with centenarians in good health, not centenarians who are in nursing home vegetating, because that really doesn't give me any information. And what I found is that only 25% of their longevity, of their healthy longevity, can be related to genetics. The rest is what I call biocultural beliefs, the way that you live. Of course, food has something to do with it, and environments. If you're in a toxic environment, of course, it's most likely you'll get sick. But in general, it's the kind of interaction that they have with the world. And one of the things that they do is they don't fall into what I call portals, these cultural portals. For example, the portal of infancy, the portal of adolescence, middle age especially, they don't fall into that. And if you fall into that portal without knowing it, each culture has a portal. One of the portals is middle age. And if in your culture middle age starts at 40, you will adjust yourself to function as a middle-aged person at 40, even though biology has nothing to do with it. It's just a cultural imposition. And then at 40, you begin to think like a 40-year-old. You begin to give cause to things based on 40. And the culture editors, the people that are in that culture, will keep you within that, because if you are, let's say, dressed in a way that you like to dress, and you're told, do you want to look like a teenager? You're middle-aged. You should be thinking about retirement. Or you want to go back to college, and they say, well, look, you, college is for kids, not for people middle-aged. And gradually they shape you into that, and you fall into, and you begin to look middle-aged, you begin to act middle-aged, and you begin to get sick in the middle-aged illnesses of that culture.
And you asked veterinarians what they thought enabled them to live longer and happier lives, and most of them said that they kind of ignored the poor middle age, which I think is a good thing. And they talked about the fact that their rituals were very, very important in having them live longer and happier. So what are rituals, and why are they so important?
Well, because this comes from way back from when we were living in caves, that the rituals that we created basically allowed us to continue to live. It was this conservation type of things. Like, for example, meals, sharing meals was very important in those days, because you would bring food that you gathered. You would talk about where the danger in the forest was, and it was a very important, not only nourishing, but information that will allow you to stay alive. So we have that in our DNA for hundreds of thousands of years. And those rituals are extremely important. Now the difference between a ritual and a routine, for example, a routine is you take a shower, you go shopping, anything to maintain the status quo. A ritual is something that identifies you in your culture or identifies you as an individual. And with centenarians, when I started studying them, I would ask one of them, well, what are your secrets? And they would say, well, I have a cigar before I go to bed every night. And I thought the value is in the cigar. So I started looking at the qualities of the cigars, and of course there was nothing. Later, what I found was that the ritual itself, having a cigar, having a cup of tea, going for a walk, the things that identify them as individuals was really what was so immune system enhancing. And what happens now? We've given up those rituals. People watch television while they're having dinner with a family instead of breaking bread together. Or they get together and they talk, and as they're talking, they're using their cell phones or their computers, and it's not really the quality that is conducive to good health.
And you are so right, and I hate that. I hate these new avenues of people not talking to each other and being obsessed with their technology.
Yes.
Not good. And you also reported that you really didn't find obese centenarians. And you said that something was important in the fact that though they're not religious as such, they are spiritual. And that really helps them to be healthy and appreciate life.
Yes, because some of them are religious, some of them are not, but what I found in most of them, there were some exceptions, most of them, they had a belief that transcended their own existence. They either were God or nature, and what that does is it gets people out of that narcissism that I'm the only thing that exists and matters in the world. They had a transcendence way of looking at things, and it gave them peace, and it gave them a sense of health that you don't get if you're just living in life here I am, and when I'm gone, the worms are going to have me for lunch. That can be a belief, but that's not the belief that I found in centenarians.
Dr. Mario Martinez, in conversation with Carol Marx, the book is titled The Mind-Body Code, How to Change the Beliefs That Limit Your Health, Longevity, and Success. It's published by Sounds True. More information can be obtained at biocognitive.com, and even more information could be obtained by sticking around, because part two of this conversation between Carol Marx and Dr. Mario Martinez is coming up next when A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, continues right here on this great station in just a moment.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security websites. web pages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. Social Security delivers.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare-only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare-only.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison, the anchor chair, and let's get back to that conversation between Carol Marx and Dr. Mario Martinez. But first, I want to remind you that if you'd like to know more about Carol Marx, the work she does, or listen to some of the best conversations we've conducted on this program over the years, we have archives, we have lifestyle information, health information, and all kinds of information to help you get through life. And as I said before, The Adventures of Carol Marx, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism, it's all at atouchofgray.com. Atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. Okay, let's get back to this conversation between Carol Marx and Dr. Mario Martinez. He is an internationally renowned neuropsychologist. And he's written a book titled The Mind-Body Code, How to Change the Beliefs That Limit Your Health, Longevity, and Success, published by Sounds True Publishing. The website is biocognitive.com. And in this part of the discussion, the topics include the importance of staying active and doing what you love.
And we talked a little bit earlier about the term middle age and the fact that centenarians don't understand the term. And that brought up a whole thing about retirement. And
yes.
And you say that middle age can be a killer if you don't have plans on staying active if you are going to be retired.
Yeah, the most important thing is that, number one, I ask them, when are you going to retire? And they'll say, why would I want to retire from something I love? So that's a cue right there. You have to do something that you love. And if you retire from something that you love or even something that you hate and you go into meaninglessness, like you go for walks and you watch a sunset and you don't have anything else to offer or you don't have anything else to learn, that can really lead to a short-term retirement because the brain needs meaning, the brain needs new learning. And what most people do, they sit back and they watch television and they think they're happy. They say, this is what I've been wanting to do all my life. And on the average, they live 4 to 5 years after they retire. The ones who retire or don't retire but stay into a meaningful kind of life with people that they love, learning, continuing to contribute to others, those people are the ones who have a much longer longevity.
And you said something that really, you know, made me just got embedded in my brain, and that was the fact that the studies that show that some retired people in Florida that don't really have anything or haven't set up something for them to do, why they just even have a record of where they're most likely or when they're most likely to pass on. So what's that about?
About people retiring without meaning, you were saying?
Yeah, and that studies have shown that they pass away at a certain time of day and usually on a certain day of the week.
Yes. There's some statistics that indicate that people that hate their job, they have the highest incidence of cardiac arrest at 9 o'clock in the morning on Mondays, which is pretty interesting that you're starting the week of something that you hate. So if you have a job that you hate, you have to find out what it is that you, number one, how are you contributing to what you hate? Because you may be a contributor. If it's something that you hate, it's something that you've tried everything possible, and it's making you sick, you need to find an alternative. You need to find a way to either get out of that job or compensate when you get home, because a job can actually kill you, or it can make you so sick that by the time you retire, you're going to spend all that money with medical bills. So it's really important to look at what you're doing now. Don't say, well, I'm going to put up with this for another 10 years because I'll retire then. That's not healthy. You have to deal with it in the present. And one of the things that I learned from centenarians, one of the commitments that I call them commitments that you make, four commitments for centenarianism, is that they say that the present is never too late to make commitments. No matter how old you are, the present is never too late. I would ask a 102-year-old man, what was his plan? What plans do you have? And he would say, next month I'm going to start learning, I'm going to learn how to dance a tango, or I'm going to learn a new language. Someone over 100 years old. And normally when people would say, well, why would you want to do that? You're not going to be around very long. They don't think that way. They live in the present, but always with a pleasant future in mind. So that's an important secret, I think, to convey and to begin to live it now, not when you turn 90, at any age. The workshops that I do, I have people of all ages that come. So it's never too early to start thinking in centenarian consciousness.
I agree. And I just learned, you know, from reading your book about the negative things that we can learn from our culture that can kill us before our genes do. And what I found really helpful is at the end of each chapter, you give practical exercises that can help us change our beliefs that are not serving us well. And, you know, there were so many things in your book I hadn't thought about, like, for instance, the language that we hear in our culture can really damage us emotionally, and we really never think about it.
Exactly. And yes, you're right. And I think the important thing about the each chapter having a practical exercise is that a lot of books will give you poetics, things that sound really good, but they don't tell you how to get there. They don't tell you how to do it. And people end reading the book. They read the book and say, well, so what do I do now? So I was very cautious with that and being able to provide the practical applications of the things that I'm teaching and also even a glossary so you can read the new terms and understand the new terms. And for example, I suggest that you should never tell your age, not because you are afraid of your age or because you're embarrassed. It's just that you don't want people to put you in a portal. They begin to treat you based on the portal, whether young or old. Let's say you're 20, and older people will underestimate you. If you say you're 80, they'll put you in a place where they begin to treat you based on how long you've been around, rather than what you've done with your life. So don't be proud of your age. Be proud of what you've done in the time that you've been alive, and then you can be proud of that. But age is nothing. Anybody can age. It's just the passing of time. What you do with that time is what's important, and that's what you need to that I tell people that they need to concentrate on. I never tell my age, and people ask me, do I have a problem with that? And I say, no. You have a problem with trying to classify me, because ask me what I do in my life. What does it matter how long I've been around? And that's extremely important to learn. I have a good friend who says, my age is none of my business. So that's what I tell people now.
And you also said growing old is inevitable, but aging is optional. And it's all about our mind. And I recommend your book. I learned a lot. And do you have a website where people can find out more about what your book is about and what else you have to offer to people?
Yes, it's very simple, biocognitive.com. You can look up the word biocognitive science, Google it, and you'll find biocognitive.com. And you can go to Facebook also, The Mind Body Code, facebook.com/TheMindBodyCode. So there's a lot of information there, free videos and articles, and there's quite a bit if you are interested in learning this new science.
That's Dr. Mario Martinez in conversation with Carol Marx. His book is titled The Mind-Body Code, How to Change the Beliefs That Limit Your Health, Longevity, and Success. The publisher is Sounds True. And if you'd like more information, go to biocognitive.com. The interview was conducted by the host of our program, Carol Marx. Coming up later in the show, our senior correspondent Steve Wiseman joins us. He'll be talking with Robin Porter, author of Better with Age, Your Blueprint for Staying Smart, Strong, and Happy for Life, published by Spry Publishing. Robin's a member of the sandwich generation who cared for her aging parents while raising a young child, a young son. And also, Steve is going to talk a bit about what to watch out for with all these offers of free credit scores. So we got a lot of information coming your way. Kevin Casey will be here from Talkers Magazine. That and more, all coming your way when A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in just a moment.
And baby, we could be happy selling apples again.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security websites. Pages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. Social Security delivers.
This is a Driving Today Minute. Even though high gasoline prices have moderated somewhat, they're still quite high. It just makes good sense to do what you can do to reduce your fuel costs. The Alliance to Save Energy suggests a few easy things you can do.
Keep your car properly tuned up and change the air filter regularly, both to save gas and protect your engine. Curtail aggressive driving. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, speeding, rapid acceleration, and hard braking waste gas and curb mileage by as much as 33% at highway speeds.
So nix the jackrabbit starts and opt instead for slow acceleration from a dead stop. Slow down. The DOE says each mile per hour you drive over 60 is like paying an extra 10 cents per gallon. Inflate tires to the proper pressure. This will increase fuel economy and make tires safer and extend their life.
This Driving Today Minute is brought to you by Bridgestone Firestone Tires. You can get more information like this at drivingtoday.com or by visiting our partners such as autobytel.com, motorsportsforum.com, and more.
You're listening to A Touch of Gray.
Check out our website at atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. That's atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only.
Engine.
Check.
Thrusters.
Check.
Fuel.
Check.
Computers.
Check.
Social Security.
No check, go direct.
That's right, Patty. A few weeks ago, I went online to godirect.org to sign up for direct deposit. It's easy to do, and I got my cash at warp speed.
Wow, it's fast and easy. I'll sign up right now to make sure I'm prepared for our next mission.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism in our society. Her fabulous new book, Modern Aging, A Guide for Seasoned Citizens to Achieve Health, Happiness, and Purpose, published by Talkers Books, is a major breakthrough in providing a maturing population with vital information and inspiration to live better and more productive lives. Carol Marks offers practical strategies for juggling work, romance, and navigating the healthcare system. She is a guide through the maze of grandparenting, technology, travel, and retirement, as well as facing the sandwich generation's struggle of supporting adult children and elderly parents. Modern Aging by Carol Marks is available now at www.talkersbooks.com. That's www.talkersbooks.com.
If you plan to apply for Social Security disability benefits, there are things you can do to help speed up the usual 3 to 5 month wait for a decision. The more information you provide up front, the less time it'll take us to obtain the needed evidence, and the faster the decision can be made. Information like medical records or documentation, the names, addresses, and phone numbers of your doctors and medical facilities, information on your past employment, and more. To be prepared, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/disability and select Disability Starter Kits.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and we're joined at this time in the program by our very good friend and colleague. He is a senior correspondent on this program, Kevin Casey. He's also the vice president and executive editor of the trade magazine Talkers, which serves the talk radio industry as a trade publication at talkers.com. And Kevin, at this time of year, I'll bet a lot of people ask you in your capacity as the editor of a trade publication and talk radio, they probably ask you, was it a good year? Was it a bad year? Where do you think things are going? Do you think times today are worse than ever before? How do you answer those philosophical questions?
Well, I guess the answer is it's never a good year. Because if it was a good year in the terms of, I guess, what people would consider good, is there'd be nothing to talk about. Nothing, no wars, no bad things, no deaths, no catastrophes. Everything was great, and of course that never happened. So every year has its issues, but, you know, as a wise man once said, news is when things go wrong. And that's what people talk about in the news talk world. They talk about the issues of the day. News, generally, when things go wrong, or when people are proposing solving problems that already exist. I mean, isn't that really what happens in this format?
Well, I believe that journalism should cover problems. Although people say, oh, how come you can't report good news and lovely things and wonderful things? The truth of the matter is most of the world is very good and things operate. And it's pretty amazing things go as smoothly as they do when you realize how much opportunity there are for screw-ups. But that being said, in countries where the government controls the press completely, totalitarian regimes throughout history,
Right.
Newspapers always have good news.
Right.
Economy's getting better. Things are wonderful. Our country is prospering. Our military is strong.
Yes.
Life is great.
Yes, the dear leader is providing for the people.
Right, right. Everybody's happy. So, I'm not such a big fan of the idea of good news. I'm not a big fan of if it bleeds, it leads sensationalizing bad news. But I do think we have to face reality. And the fact of the matter is that if you stop and you think about it, and I said it before, but it bears saying again, it's pretty amazing how well things go, considering how many things could go wrong, how complicated society is. Just running a big city, rush hour in any major metropolitan area, a couple of fender benders maybe.
Sure. Sure, and I think that the thing, too, to remember is we do live in an era where news is just so prevalent. Tell me if you disagree with this. Now, we were talking about 25 years ago. There's no internet. It's just newspapers, radio, and TV. And a couple of weeks ago, there was a horrible thing where the Taliban massacred a bunch of students in Pakistan. That might have been something you saw on page 3 or 4 in a small story in your daily newspaper, but was not top of the news because it happened on the other side of the world, and there wasn't such a need to have a constant change in the news cycle and look at violent issues, especially ones that are related to political problems. You wouldn't have seen that as much 25 years ago.
During World War II, people saw it a week or two later after they edited up the film and made newsreels in the movie theaters. There was no TV. It was the whole time factor of distance and events was way slower and further than today. Fascinating stuff. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, for those of you interested in seeing what's going on in the talk radio business, senior correspondent on our program. We wish you a happy new year, you and your family, and we look forward to lots more conversing with you in 2015 here on A Touch of Gray. I'm Michael Harrison. A Touch of Gray continues in a moment.
Did you know an estimated 16 million Americans suffer from a chronic inflammatory facial condition called rosacea, and most of them don't know it? Often mistaken for acne, there are many signs and symptoms of rosacea besides facial redness, pimples, and visible blood vessels. Other symptoms may include burning, stinging, swelling, and even enlargement of the nose. Rosacea can also affect the eyes, causing a bloodshot appearance and irritation that could lead to vision loss. Any one of these signs and symptoms can mean rosacea, and without medical help, it can become increasingly severe and wreak havoc on your personal and professional life. Rosacea typically appears any time after age 30. So if you experience any sign of rosacea, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and treatment. Or for more information, visit the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
Engine.
Check.
Thrusters.
Check.
Fuel.
Check.
Computers.
Check.
Social Security.
No check, go direct.
That's right, Patty. A few weeks ago, I went online to GoDirect.org to sign up for direct deposit. It's easy to do, and I got my cash at warp speed.
Wow, it's fast and easy. I'll sign up right now to make sure I'm prepared for our next mission.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and the rest of the way we're going to be joined by our senior correspondent, Steve Wiseman, in conversation now with Robin Porter. Robin Porter is the author of a book titled Better with Age, Your Blueprint for Staying Smart, Strong, and Happy for Life. It's published by Spry Publishing, and Robin is a member of the sandwich generation, people who care for their parents and their children. She's been caring for her aging parents while raising a young son. Here now is Steve Wiseman with Robin Porter.
Robin, how much of successful aging is a choice, and how much of it is just the genetics that we were dealt?
Well, obviously there are some issues that we can't prevent, we have no control over, but we have more control than one might think. And medical studies show us that 20 to 30% of health problems, and therefore our longevity, is really based on genetics. But that means that the other 70 to 80% is determined by lifestyle. And a good example of that is if you look at heart disease, which is the number one killer of both men and women in the U.S., the American Heart Association tells us that 75% of heart attacks can be prevented.
Wow.
And that's because most of the leading risk factors for heart disease are preventable. That includes smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, excess weight, and being sedentary. So even if you have a strong family of history of heart disease, it doesn't mean you're destined to have heart problems. It just means you have to be more diligent about eating right and exercising and monitoring your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol. And if you see negative trends, then you have time to reverse those trends.
You know, I was curious, and I found interesting in the book, you referred to a number of different societies around the world where people age very, very successfully. They live longer, but mm-hmm. they live, as you say, better and healthier and happier. Where were some of those places?
Those four distinct places were Sardinia, Italy, Okinawa, Japan, Loma Linda, California, and Nicoya, Costa Rica. But the study was, it really shows us that it's less about location. So it's not really like climate
mm-hmm.
or, you know, environment. It's less about location and more about the lifestyle of the people who live in those places.
What struck me was, you know, I had heard about Okinawa and other places that to us seemed far off, but Loma Linda, California,
mm-hmm.
this little oasis or Shangri-La, what is it about lifestyle there?
Well, in all of those places, even though they're very, you know, separate and scattered around the world, they found that there are some commonalities, and those were regular physical activity, so that people there are just more active, and that activity is like part of their everyday life. So it's not like they're working out at the gym more often, but they are physically active every day. And they tend to have diets with fewer calories than the normal American diet, and they eat less meat, less processed food. And then there are some other things that are kind of less tangible, like they have a strong sense of purpose. They have a strong social environment, social connections. They tend to be more spiritual. They have strong family ties. And they're very good at reducing stress, which, as we know, stress can cause a lot of health problems. And this is probably one that I think most people will like, is they tend to drink red wine, which is good for your heart in many cases. So,
how about bourbon? Will that work, too?
You know, I like bourbon, too. And actually, you know, that's some good news, is that studies show that drinking a glass of beer, wine, or liquor, which would include bourbon, each day can help you with some health benefits. And, of course, particularly red wine. We've heard those studies because red wine contains polyphenols, which can help your arteries. But, you know, the key word there is moderation.
Oh, I shouldn't drink a lot to get my arteries way, way open?
That it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. It's really more about moderation. And then for some people, you know, alcohol might be off limits. People with high blood pressure, or if you're taking certain medications, then unfortunately, that might not be a good combination for you.
You know, there was a study recently in the news about the Mediterranean diet and its effect on longevity, and they were actually showing some effect on certain parts of the DNA or whatever where they could measure. So we hear about that. The Mediterranean diet, what does that consist of primarily?
Well, the Mediterranean diet emphasizes fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and healthy fats, which are like olive oil and the fats you find in fatty fish, omega-3s. And really, that's the basis of any heart-healthy diet. If you go to your doctor and you ask for a heart-healthy diet, it looks a lot like the Mediterranean diet. And I think it's important that we don't use the word diet anyways, because that really implies a short-term eating plan, that eventually that's going to come to an end.
Yeah, and it has the word die in it. You know, that's not good.
Right. And I think what you should be thinking about is good eating habits for life. So, like fad diets and restrictive diets, you can't really sustain them over time. Mm-hmm. You quit. And you end up gaining weight back, sometimes even more than you lost originally. And, you know, starvation diets, that doesn't work because the body goes into survival mode and it slows down your metabolism. So then even when you start eating healthy again, your metabolism is not working efficiently. So I think with the Mediterranean diet, what's good about it, and any heart-healthy diet, is it's not about depriving yourself. It's centered around, you know, whole, fresh foods, fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and it's just limiting those processed foods, which typically contain way too much fat, artificial fat, trans fat, sugar, and then sodium.
You know, I was one of the things I really liked about the book was there were a separate section about tips for people in differing age groups, and I was wondering what kind of differences did you note that were important as we progressed in those different age groups?
Well, you know, when we started putting it together, it really boiled down to preparation and prevention. That you can actually prepare yourself for the years ahead. You can prevent health problems that are, you know, inevitable in the years ahead. And so in each decade, we look at the things you can do to improve, you know, the next decade. And it's not all about health. Some of it is, you know, saving for retirement, putting your estate in order. You know, there's things that you should be doing in your 50s and 60s to prepare for your 70s and 80s. You know, you don't want to wait for an emergency situation to occur before you start putting your estate in order, because then you're forced, you know, into things instead of it being a choice. So, you know, and then with health, of course, I mean, there's things you can do in your 50s and 60s that can help stave off type 2 diabetes or hypertension that just makes the quality of those years less. And so that's what the book is about. It's suggestions in four main categories in each of your life stages that include finances, legal issues, health factors, and then, I think, importantly, ways to stay vibrant in those years.
Yeah, I very, very much enjoyed how user-friendly the book is. And, you know, the whole topic is something that can be overwhelming, but you kind of broke it down into steps that, you know, are not going to scare people off. What about keeping our brains young? What kind of things should we be doing there?
Yeah, well, and that's an important one. Our brains are pretty remarkable. They have something called neuroplasticity. It's a big word, but it just really simply means that our brains can change or remodel themselves throughout our lives. So just like any other muscle in our body, like our biceps, for instance, the brain responds positively to exercise. In two ways, actually. First, physical exercise benefits the brain by reducing stress hormones. And then secondly, exercising the brain itself can improve our memory, and it can also ward off dementia, which obviously is very important as we age. So you can exercise your brain by learning something new, like a language or, you know, taking up a new musical instrument. You can play brain games, and I know, you know, now with all the digital devices, you can pick up brain games on your cell phone or on your computer. You can play them, you know, anywhere. And then working puzzles, doing crosswords, and even meditation has been shown to improve the health of your brain cells.
That's Steve Wiseman in conversation with Robin Porter. Her book is titled Better with Age, Your Blueprint for Staying Smart, Strong, and Happy for Life. Good book, good conversation. And Steve Wiseman returns in just a moment to talk about free credit scores, what to be careful about when your free credit scores are offered to you. That's next, when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only.
Carol Marx is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism in our society. Her fabulous new book, Modern Aging, A Guide for Seasoned Citizens to Achieve Health, Happiness, and Purpose, published by Talkers Books, is a major breakthrough in providing a maturing population with vital information and inspiration to live better and more productive lives. Carol Marx offers practical strategies for juggling work, romance, and navigating the healthcare system. She is a guide through the maze of grandparenting, technology, travel, and retirement, as well as facing the sandwich generation's struggle of supporting adult children and elderly parents. Modern Aging by Carol Marx is available now at www.talkersbooks.com. That's www.talkersbooks.com.
She's conquered some of the most challenging ski courses anywhere, but with only one leg, the odds were against her even walking.
The growth was stunted in my right leg when I was born, and the doctors told my mother we needed to amputate when I was 5 years old.
Bonnie was helped at a Shriners Hospital, one of a network of 22 hospitals helping kids throughout North America. Shriners Hospitals provide world-class orthopedic and burn medical care, and they offer that care totally free of charge.
The care and treatment the Shriners gave me was a gift. It wasn't just about learning to walk. They helped me to believe in myself.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area realize their dreams.
If I went back to the Shriners Hospital and talked to the nurses and doctors, I would say thank you. Thank you for making my dreams come true.
If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Whoa, a digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Glad you like it. We can finally toss out that old massive stereo.
Mom, you can't just throw out electronics. They need to be recycled or donated.
Recycled? Like aluminum cans?
Yeah. You just go to greenergadgets.org, enter your zip code, and it tells you where the nearest certified recycling center is.
I knew that.
Okay, Mom.
Recycling electronics is as easy as buying them. Log on to greenergadgets.org to find electronics recycling options near you.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, and we continue in conversation with Steve Wiseman, our senior correspondent. Steve Wiseman is a prolific writer. He's an attorney. He's an expert on a variety of the topics we talk about in this program and then some. His particular area of proficiency and expertise is fraud and scams. He's written about it. He's written the book, which is the Bible of the subject, The Truth About Avoiding Scams, published by Prentice Hall. He has a new book now called Identity Theft Alert, also published by Prentice Hall, and you should visit his website, scamaside.com, scamaside.com. Steve is joining us now to talk about those free credit scores you hear about all the time. Steve?
Thank you, Michael. You know, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, along with the Attorneys General of Illinois and Ohio, recently announced a settlement with three companies that marketed what the companies advertised as free credit scores, and then billed the unsuspecting customers $29.95 a month for credit monitoring services that they really neither wanted nor knew that they had even ordered. Now, under the terms of the settlement, the defendants will be refunding $22 million to scammed customers. And if you think you may be one of these customers, you can contact the Federal Trade Commission. The companies marketed their programs under My Credit Health and ScoreSense to at least 50 websites, and they bought advertising on Google and Bing that would appear high on a list when the consumers looked for free credit reports. One of the misleading ads read, "View your latest credit scores from all three bureaus in 60 seconds for zero." Now, in the fine print of the agreement, and you got to remember, there's rarely anything fine in fine print, the companies were able to bill the consumers' credit cards until the customers called to cancel their memberships. In fact, even then, the companies in a lot of instances did not even cancel the contract until after repeated calls. Now, it's important to note that a credit report and credit score aren't the same thing. Your credit report, which you have a right to a free annual copy of at each of the three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, does not contain your FICO credit score, which is derived from the information in your credit report and used by companies to measure your credit worthiness. There are many companies that also promise free copies of your credit report, only to do the same scam of charging you hidden monthly fees for additional services that you didn't think you asked for. The only website to use for your free credit report is www.annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com. You also should be wary of any company that offers something free and then asks for your credit card. Now, that's a red flag for what you're ordering isn't really free. Frankly, there are no websites that offer your actual FICO credit score at no charge, although there are a number of websites, including Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, and Quizzle, that will provide a free, pretty good approximation of your score, sometimes called a FICO score, that can be helpful. But the key things to remember here is check out your credit report, which you can do free on a regular basis. You want to do this to make sure there are no mistakes on there or that you've not become a victim of identity theft. And you still may want to check out your FICO score or even pay to get your FICO score to see how your real credit score is doing.
Thank you, Steve. Good information, and we always count on Steve for that. As a matter of fact, he has the book on the subject, The Truth About Avoiding Scams, published by Prentice Hall. Identity Theft Alert, also Prentice Hall, Scamicide.com, his website, and he's a regular feature here as a senior correspondent on A Touch of Gray. Thank you, Steve Wiseman, and a Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much to Beverly Santinello, our producer on the front line. Thank you, Kevin Casey. And thank you, of course, to Carol Marks, the host and founder of this program. On behalf of all of us, I'm Michael Harrison, inviting you to join us next weekend right here, next year, right here for another installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.